house.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. But what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Republicans are tweaking sweeping spending cuts approved in that massive budget bill.
The measure would claw back billions in funding Congress has already approved for foreign aid and public broadcasting. It narrowly passed the House last month, and to get it through the Senate, where it's not subject to a filibuster, GOP leaders have agreed to take out a $400 million proposed reduction for global AIDS relief. The bill would still include more than $1 billion in cuts to public radio and TV, and the revised version would have to go back to the House. The bill has to land on the president's desk by Friday, or the law says all the money must be spent.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. In Los Angeles, police are investigating a double homicide. The victims include a music producer on the series American Idol and her husband. LAPD was responding to a welfare check and found them in separate locations inside their Encino home. Stocks ending mixed today over a mixed bag of economic data. This is ABC News. In Colorado, opening arguments are underway today for the prominent Colorado dentist accused of poisoning his wife with an ingredient found in over-the-counter eye drops.
In opening statements, prosecutors told jurors Dr. James Craig wanted to start a new life, that he was having an affair and had money problems, so he poisoned his wife's protein smoothie to put that plan into action. But defense attorneys said, well, yes, Craig was a broken man and had been cheating, that police had tunnel vision on him and ignored other evidence.
Because law enforcement looks at this case with blinders, he's been arrested, which means he's also lost his children.
The trial is expected to last weeks. Alex Stone, ABC News.
According to Kids in Car Safety, there have been at least 15 hot car deaths nationwide so far this year. In Texas, there have been 4 hot car deaths in just the past 2 weeks. Now health officials are urging people to never leave their children inside parked cars. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
There's a lot of reasons to shop at Macy's, but here's one you might not know about. Macy's has free personal stylists to help you find the perfect looks for summer. They're experts who know more than just the latest trends. They know how to find the fits, sizes, and designers that are perfect for you. Even better, get an extra 20% off the items you find at your first session. Book your free appointment in-store or at macys.com/personalstylist. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight storm chance, warm and muggy, lows upper 60s to 70. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Humid but not as warm. Highs in the low 70s. Mid-70s with sun Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 89 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Governor Tony Evers and Republican legislative leaders are pointing fingers at one another as lack of state budget funding will force closure of two facilities for at-risk Wisconsin veterans in Green Bay and Chippewa Falls. Legislation to make the Monarch, Wisconsin's official state butterfly, is introduced Monday.
The passage of this bill will create more public awareness for the need to increase the Monarch population.
Jack Voigt is former state treasurer who heads Appleton's Butterfly Gardens of Wisconsin. A child is dead, her mother critically injured in a Monday fire at a Milwaukee apartment building. Building had no sprinkler systems but did have working smoke alarms. The cause and origins of the fire are being investigated. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin State Fair. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away State Fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win State Fair tickets.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Stars and Stripes and Summer Nights during the Dunn County Fair, July 23rd through the 27th in Menominee. Hear the roar of the engines at the Red Cedar Speedway with late model racing Thursday and Friday night and the NTPA Tractor Pull on Saturday. Enjoy the great fair food and all the rides with Spectrum Carnival. Don't forget about all the animal exhibits too. It's rides, food, animals, and fun during the Dunn County Fair, July 23rd through the 27th in Menominee.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durant. Amplify Health by Gunderson at Mondovi Clinic, affiliated with Tri-County Community Hospital. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, a division of Ansay & Associates, downtown Durant. And NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durant. Durant Mayor Patrick Milliron recognized the Durant, Arkansas School District's new Early Learning Child Care Center project during the last council meeting. Milliron says the new facility will help to improve the quality of life for area families. And he said it would be positive economically for the community.
You know, if you're a parent and all of a sudden, the school district offers this, and that is a positive thing for the community, which leads to future economic development or so on type of things like that, because people stay in the community, people work in the community, those types of things.
The district is planning on having the new facility constructed and open by the fall of 2026. The Dunn County Health Department will be providing lead screening tests for children. The screening is a simple blood test to see if there's lead in children's blood due to an exposure of lead in their environment. KT Gallagher, the director of the Dunn County Health Department, is encouraging parents to get their children tested because almost half of the houses in Dunn County were built before lead-based paint was banned, she said. She went on to say there's no safe exposure to lead. A blood test is the only way to know if your child's been exposed. If you have questions or to make an appointment, you're advised to call the Dunn County Health Department. Authorities are sharing the name of a man who died after being recovered over the weekend in the Chippewa River. Crews on Sunday responded to the reports that an unresponsive man had been found on the water near the Water Street Bridge. The man, identified as 45-year-old Douglas LaBarge of Eau Claire, was taken to the scene to a local hospital, but later died. Charges are being filed against two suspects following a high-speed chase in Jackson County. Deputies on Sunday attempted to pull over a vehicle and arrest 47-year-old Jeremy Guy, who was wanted on a felony arrest warrant. Police say Guy eventually did stop the vehicle but fled the scene on foot. He was arrested a short time later, as well as his passenger. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
The Homeless Veterans Center at Klein Hall in Chippewa Falls and in Green Bay will be closing September 30th. The closing is the result of the state of Wisconsin not increasing the funding for the program by $1.9 million in the current state budget. 31st State Senator Jeff Smith says it's not an oversight by lawmakers. He says he had offered an amendment to keep the funding in the next budget, but that amendment failed.
No, it's worse than that. It is not an oversight. That makes it much worse. The governor had it in his budget. Republicans majority took it out of the budget. And then I proposed an amendment on the floor to put it back in, and that was rejected. There was only one Republican who voted with me on that, and that was Senator Jacques, who is in Green Bay, and I suppose trying to do the same thing. And saw the writing on the wall that he better support his facility in Green Bay.
With the closure of Chippewa Falls and Green Bay, the only facility left for homeless veterans now is in Union Grove. The Tarrant Park Pool has new hours. Starting next Monday, adult lap swim will be Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. Open swim will be daily from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. and from 6 to 9 p.m. Adult lap swim is limited to those 18 years and older, and the open swim is open to everyone of all ages. The city is also looking at extending the season for the pool. Now, depending on staffing levels, the city is attempting to try to keep the pool open until Labor Day weekend. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Martell Township Saturday. According to the Pierce County Sheriff's Department, 53-year-old Carl Schneider of Spring Valley was traveling northbound on Highway J when he lost control and entered the ditch. Schneider was taken to Regents Hospital in St. Paul. A woman who was attacked by a black bear Saturday in Barron County remains hospitalized. 69-year-old Karen Fry was attacked by the animal in Comstock and called 911 for help. Fry was last reported to be in stable condition. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says they're working to locate the bear with plans to euthanize it after it is found. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
It's Navy Week in Milwaukee this week. This week's event gives people who live far from major naval bases the opportunity to view Navy equipment, meet Navy personnel, and welcome Wisconsin-based sailors back home. The event is also commemorating the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial. The U.S. Navy Band will be performing around the Milwaukee area. The event concludes with participation of the Blue Angels Flight Squadron during the Milwaukee Air and Water Show. That's this weekend. More information can be found at the Navy Weeks tab at outreach.navy.mil. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hey, it's Mike Rohn. If I have a choice, I like to do business with companies that actually stand for something. That's why I switch from Verizon to Pure Talk. No offense to Verizon, I'm sure they stand for something. I just don't know what it is. Pure Talk, on the other hand, is a veteran-owned company that supports our military in a big way, and I appreciate that. Yeah, I also appreciate unlimited talk and text and plenty of data for half the cost of the big guys, and I do like being on America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month, but what I really appreciate is no contract, no cancellation fees, and Pure Talk's commitment to handle all their customer service in this country. I saw it for myself. I went to Georgia, I got a tour of their headquarters, I met their CEO, and I talked to the same customer service folks that you'll talk to when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Switch today and save 50% off your first month when you dial #250 and say keyword micro. Pure Talk. A wireless company that actually stands for something.
Logano to make 600th start. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
There's nothing like when you get that part from eBay and it just fits. Yeah, the first time. So you can do less of this and get right back to more of this. At eBay, you'll find all the parts you need, guaranteed to fit, at prices you'll love. Sounds good, doesn't it? eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Kyle Petty, and I want to tell you about a place that's near and dear to my heart. Victory Junction. It's a year-round camp that gives kids with complex medical and physical conditions life-changing experiences that are fun, empowering, and always free for families. Please help Victory Junction support kids who need it the most by getting involved today. Whether you know a child who could benefit, want to volunteer, or join our team, you can be a part of something truly special. Learn more by visiting victoryjunction.org.
Joey Logano is making his 600th NASCAR Cup Series start Sunday at Dover Motor Speedway. Only 18 when he ran his first three races in 2008, the Team Penske pilot is currently competing in his 17th full-time season. The now 35-year-old has collected 37 victories and three championships.
For any athlete in any sport to be doing something for 16 years, that's a long career. On one hand, I say it's just a start to not race wins, but to be able to do it this long, I got to take a little bit of pride in that and think that is pretty cool.
Hear the entire Logano interview tonight on NASCAR Live at 7 p.m. Eastern. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
You gotta dip your chicken strips. Hey, this is Keani.
And this is Tabitha.
And a little thing we love about Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is all the different sauces we can dip them in. I like to line up all my favorite sauces so that in every bite, I have a different flavor. Then with the tenderness of the chicken, the juiciness of it, it's all there.
And for me, I like to mix my sauces so I get a little tang and I get a little sweetness all in one bite.
That's what makes it for me. Like, that's what does it for me.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred is defending his decision to add Brewers rookie right-hander Jacob Mizorowski to tonight's All-Star Game roster in Atlanta. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Mizorowski's pitched in only five games this season with the Brewers, which is a record low for an All-Star. Some players say the game is for the most deserving players. Manfred says he made the decision based on the excitement that was going to be generated and the fan interest in seeing him pitch. Manfred said he doesn't want to make this the norm, but it was the right decision given where they are now. Paul Skeens will start for the National League tonight. Detroit's Tarek Skubal will go for the American League. The AL won last year's game and 11 of the last 12. In the NFL today, the Kansas City Chiefs reached agreement with right guard Trey Smith on a four-year, $94 million contract extension. And the Packers rookies report for the start of training camp on Friday. They're in early. Veterans report next week. First full training camp workout next Wednesday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm studio.
Governor Tony Evers recently announced the Outdoor Industry Award winners for 2025. Among the honorees was the Wisconsin State Park System. More details when we return, but first.
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Welcome back. Governor Evers and the Department of Tourism's Office of Outdoor Recreation recently announced seven individuals and organizations as the first recipients of the newly created Wisconsin Governor's Outdoor Industry Awards. The awards honor the outstanding accomplishments that drive economic impact and elevate the profile of the Badger State's thriving outdoor industry, as well as the state being a top outdoor recreation destination. Leading the charge among the honorees was the Wisconsin State Park System, which received the Destination of the Year Award. Other winners included Outdoor Business of the Year, Adventure Outfitters, Trailblazer of the Year, Bill Menke, a volunteer, Tandem Award for Collaboration, Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin's Field Trip Program, the First Ascent Award for Innovation, The Glide by Boulder Junction Parks and Recs Board, the Big Tent Award, Bill Bertram, and the Rising Star Award, Kennedy DeMerci from Visit Eau Claire.
From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight storm chance, warm and muggy, lows upper 60s to 70. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Humid but not as warm, highs in the low 70s. Mid-70s with sun Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 89 degrees.
Soybeans making some new lows in the trade. What seems to be the catalyst for it? Weather, or is it the crush numbers? Good afternoon. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Mike Zuzulo joins us. Mike, of course, is with Global Commodity Analytics, and that's what we're going to start out this afternoon. Is Mike, what is your takeaway to the drop we saw in the beans?
Yeah, the big takeaway for
Tuesday's trade, it seems to me, Susan, is that the two major grain / oil seeds that have positive price action going into the close is the corn and the soybean oil. And so I have to think that there is a mindset developing that's relatively new, that comes off the WASDE report and comes off of the recent EPA virtual meeting and testimony that they've had regarding their mandate and the public policy forum that they have open right now and comment period they have open for their RFS mandate, that the trade has seen a reason to keep the long side in the corn and in the bean oil. But the crush itself for June at 185.7 million bushels, this is a NOPA number that just came out on Tuesday about midday, actually was the highest ever on a monthly crush basis for the month of June. And soybean oil stocks also dropped to a five-month low. It's interesting, the market kind of parsed that data and, as I said, kept the soybean oil strong, probably in part because of that lower stocks data for the oil, but they did not take that very well with the meal market. In fact, we've made a new nine-year low in the soy meal here late in the trade session, and we've gone below that $265 a ton level. And so we can't say at this point, with July meal going off the board and August taking over as lead month futures, that we have a low in place, which I think many of us in the trade were hoping that maybe the meal had been beat up enough and over a large number of months.
If you and I could rewind to back when we were talking in late April, who would have ever thought mid-July weather would be what it is today?
Yeah, this is where even up until mid to late June, I was receiving private weather forecasts along with many of my colleagues, many of like you in the media, but also in the commodity analysis world, that suggested that we were going to have a hot and dry middle part of the country for the month of July. And that just simply has not happened. And I think that's another element of what happened on Tuesday's trade as well. And the way I see it is the soybeans are now the leader to the downside again, thanks in part to the WASDE report and the fact that we still have a record world ending stocks number and a very large percentage of a very substantial June import number of soybeans going to China and going into China, almost all of those being Brazilian soybeans. And at this point in time, Susan, I've not seen any new bookings from China on new crop soybeans for export. And between that and the jump of 3 points and the good to excellent conditions on Monday afternoon's crop conditions report, I think there's enough reasons, along with this meal break to this fresh new low in the meal, that the soybeans have found themselves back as the preferred selling commodity or sold commodity. And this is in sharp contrast to what we dealt with before the 4th of July and even going into the WASDE report. It seemed as though the funds and the trade in general were buying beans and selling corn. And that's probably the biggest issue that I see going into the end of the month. And I'll just put it out on the table right now. Before the 4th of July, when we were rallying and not rallying on weather, but rallying on expectations for trade deals and seeing this strong demand continue in corn, especially, and not seeing the greatest yields that we were expecting in the hard red wheat belt, I thought that we could be in a level, price level, in a time period seasonally where we could have a commodity low and a demand-led low at that. And what shifted the earth underneath me and has allowed us to go to new lows, even though the USDA report met almost all my expectations of tighter wheat ending stocks globally, tighter corn ending stocks globally, tighter U.S. ending stocks of corn, and still pretty lofty bean ending stocks domestically because of a reduced export outlook, we still cannot find that low. And I think it really does go back to what you just brought up, and that is the July weather has not been conducive for a weather bull to jump in there and buy, especially given the trade atmosphere and the tariff issues that we continue to hear about almost on a weekly basis.
Do you have any takeaways on the latest CPA data?
Yeah, the big thing that I noticed, and this goes to the livestock sector, I really am hoping at this point for a correction in livestock that also is almost led by a correction in the wholesale price and also the retail price. In other words, I don't want to have a live cattle and feeder cattle correction without seeing the retail prices come down, because the consumer price index numbers, they're pretty stark. They don't meet what the rest of the CPI suggested and what you're going to read in the headlines. Chicken breast, the boneless cut, up 5% in June versus last June. Beef steaks up 8%. 100% ground beef, U.S. city average up 12%. The only thing that, and even sliced bacon, the city average there is up 4% versus June of last year. The only thing that's fallen back has been the pork chops, and they are down a little over 3% versus last year at this time, or June of 2024. And so I really do think we're starting to price ourselves out of the consumption, out of the demand side of the equation. That didn't mean much on Tuesday, though, because there was some fresh news suggesting that maybe Brazil would be looking at limiting or starting to cut back on the amount of beef that they were going to send to the United States because of this 50% tariff that we're looking at now after last weekend.
Can cattle pick up the momentum of the cash of last Friday into this week, or is it going to just be at least steady?
I think they are going to be steady, just because we're a little bit tight on numbers and we're still in the middle of the summer grilling season. But I think the box beef and the cutout values slipping, and the fact that we are almost through the summer grilling season, would suggest to me that we're going to have a little bit more of a buyer's market maybe as we get to the next 30, 45 days from now. It's interesting, USDA came out with a very large increase in 2026 beef production to the tune of, I think, 540 million pounds, Susan. And they said specifically in their commentary that this was due to increased feedlot placements during the second half of this calendar year of 2025. Well, that just naturally goes against the grain of what we're dealing with in terms of the screwworm issue, other than, you know, our own yearlings coming to the feedlots. And that's something I'm actively investigating and looking into, along with, is part of this increase in feedlot placements going to come from the beef on dairy type situation that sometimes we see seasonally. But that's kind of a wake-up call. If we indeed see this kind of a jump in 2026 beef production, it's probably going to be hard to regenerate this type of rally given these retail prices once we do put a high in place.
All right. Thanks so much. Mike Zuzulo joining us this afternoon. A quick reminder to everybody that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. And that's another edition of the Market Wrap-Up right here on the American Ag Network.
You are invited to Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th, for this year's Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, celebrating generations of progress with a chance to explore cutting-edge equipment and innovative technology, taking a glimpse into the next generation of agriculture. There are scheduled dairy tours, field demonstrations, hundreds of industry booths, and great family entertainment. Be there August 5th through the 7th. Bring the whole family to this year's event. For more information, visit wifarmtechdays.org.
Local markets from Tuesday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn at 401 and a quarter, August 401 and a quarter, new crop 419 and three quarters. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 389 and a quarter, August 383 and a quarter, September 381 and a quarter, new crop 369 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 388, August 387, new crop 373. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 366, new crop 369, cash beans 925, new crop 931. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 366, new crop 370, cash beans 907, new crop at 917. At Red Wing Grains, cash and August corn 383, September 376, new crop 380. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and August corn 362, new crop 366. Cash beans 929, new crop 935. Cattle markets from Equity: beef fed cattle 222 to 246, Holstein fed cattle 195 to 219, market cows 105 to 162, bulls 160 to 209, calves 640 to 1500, beef steers 177 to 555, Holstein steers 192 to 427. Sheep markets: light lambs 225 and down, market lambs 220 and down, Ewes 100 and down, Rams 75 and down. Goat markets, does 190 and down, bucks 275 and down. Meanwhile, at Zumbrota, finished beef steers 230 to 243, finished beef heifers 230 to 242, finished dairy steers 205 to 223, market cows 120 to 134, market bulls 145 to 214. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FPNX podcast. Another week, another announcement of federal aid for farmers under this administration, as Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced a new $16 billion federal initiative last week. This one, called the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, began taking applications on Friday. I'll have the details when we come back.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Last week, it was announced that the USDA has officially opened applications for Stage 1 of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program, or the SDRP. This is a brand new $16.09 billion federal program backed by the Disaster Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act of 2025. What that means is that this is a new initiative. It's backed by funding in that new law. Now, under the SDRP Stage 1, the USDA is immediately delivering payments to farmers who experienced crop, tree, or vine losses in 2023 or 2024 and have already received a federal crop insurance indemnity or a NAP payout. Farmers will be sent pre-filled FSA 526 applications, with the forms arriving currently, and in-person signups began last Friday, July 10th, at local FSA offices around the country. For Midwestern corn, soybean, and wheat producers, eligibility hinges on having previous crop insurance or NAP payments tied to a qualifying natural disaster. Eligible events include drought, excessive moisture or heat, freezes, floods, hurricanes, wildfires, tornadoes, excessive smoke, and winter storms. After filling out the applications, all qualified producers will receive a flat 35% payment of their calculated eligible loss, and total SDRP payments may not exceed 90% of that total calculated loss. If the funds remain available, the FSA says they may issue a second round of payments. Livestock producers with grazing losses from 2023 or 2024 have a separate safety net. It's the USDA's Emergency Livestock Relief Program, and that money is independent of the dollars in the SDRP program. Eligible producers must meet standard income and conservation compliance rules, and importantly, they must maintain at least 60% crop insurance or NAP coverage on that same crop and county for the next two available crop years, or they risk repaying their SDRP funds with interest. While Stage 1 focuses on indemnified losses, Stage 2, which is slated to be released in mid-September, will expand assistance to uninsured or shallow losses and quality-related losses as well that aren't currently covered in Stage 1. I'll have more when we come back.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitz Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitz Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
With stage one of the Supplemental Disaster Relief Program now open, American farmers have two separate USDA assistance programs available, SDRP for disaster impacts and ECAP for standard economic losses. The requirements for each program are available at your local FSA office, and signups for both are ongoing now. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight with a slight storm chance, warm and muggy, lows upper 60s to 70. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Humid but not as warm, highs in the low 70s. Mid 70s with sun Thursday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 89 degrees.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows. Up to the roadside, went to high school here, got that Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. She couldn't hide her beauty with a baseball cap, couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York called when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown home. She can rise and shine and she can hang on night. Salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to meet, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty little home.
I need a pretty little homegrown.
Don't need no copy of Vogue magazine. Don't need to dress like no beauty queen. High heels or sneakers, you don't give a damn. My baby loves me just the way that I am. My baby loves me just the way that I am.
Serving the Durand area with local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Every time we talk, you move in close. I don't want you to stop. I don't want you to stop tonight. We got the last two glasses on a straw hut bar, trying to remember what number we are. String of white lights making your eyes shine tonight. That no vacancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in, and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. The door, we fall into a wild, warm kiss. We're buzzing like that no vacancy sign out front. Your skin is begging to be kissed by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in, and your lips taste like sangria. Your lips taste like sangria. Let you let this head of mine keep spinning, spinning around. We're buzzing like that no vacancy sign.
by a little more than the sun. You take my hand in yours, you lean in, and your lips taste like sangria. 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 You let this head of mine keep spinning, spinning
favorites back to back to back. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Roll with me, slow, fast, full speed. Girl, takes us hang with me down this old road. Only God knows where we'll go. Don't matter long as I've got your love. I don't ever want to wake up looking into someone else's eyes. Another voice calling me baby on the other end of the phone. A new girl putting on her makeup before dinner on Friday night. No, I don't ever want to know. No other shotgun rider beside me singing to the radio.
Chances of them ever making it to forever couldn't be better than two in a million hearts. Girl, this ain't just another run-of-the-mill emotion. What I'm feeling is a definition of devotion. My love for you is true. Sun coming up each morning, bright as the light and a baby's smile. Sure as a mountain river wagging, right as the rain falling from the sky. Girl, my love for you is true. This earth can be borrowed, so there's no way to know when I'll live my last tomorrow. But every day I get, I'll share with you. This feeling just keeps getting stronger as the time goes by. It's written on my face, you can see it in my eyes. My love for you is true. Smile.
advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Massachusetts, the investigation continuing into the deadly blaze at an assisted